We are on Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph. Let us again start five lines from the bottom. Oma Rabbi Ami Hashoichet Es Hatreife Umotza Bo Ben Tes Chai. A person shechted a treife Umotzabo ben teschai, and inside is a ben teschai. So Rabbi Ami said as follows. L'divrei ha'oiser mater, according to Rameya, that holds all the time when one finds a ben teschai, it does not become mutter b'shchita sa'im. The shchita sa'im cannot work on a ben teschai because it's called a behema b'fnei atzmoi. There's no shaychus with them. So l'divrei ha'isa all the time a ben teschai, according to Rameya, one is not permitted to eat the ben teschai without shechting it. Is matter. So here one will be able to shecht this ben teschai after it's born, because the shchitis ha'aim did not affect at all the ben teschai, so now you can shecht it. Ledivrei hamater, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the shchitis ha'aim helps on a ben teschai, so it comes out that this ben teschai was nishchat al yedei shchita sa'im, and the shchita sa'im cannot be matter this ben teschai because the aim was a treife. So now the divrei hamater oisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, will be also because you have this ben teschai is shochut, and the shchita is not matter the ben teschai because it's the shchita same as a shchita of a treife. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be also. Let us see Rashi. L'divrei ha'isa ben tisha chai b'ksheira ashe yishchatenom. According to Rameya, that holds that if you shecht the aim of a ben teschai, it's also to eat till you'll shecht the divlad. Mater es zeba achila. The shchitosoi mitaharosoi. Because the hishchita will be matter it. The shchita of the blood will be matter itself. It wasn't geshochten as yet, since it's a ben teschai. So now it will become mutter if you shecht it. Divrei hamater b'loy shchita b'shel k'sheira, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the ben teschai is mutter without shchita, so that means that the shchita's her aim helps for the ben teschai oiser b'shel treif. So now, if the aim was a treife, the ben teschai will not be permitted to be eaten. So Rashi says as follows. The shchita didei loy mahani bei. The shechted itself can help. Why can it help? Because he's geshochten already. The shchita's aim accomplished that he's geshochten. Ubishchites hatreife loy mishteri, shreihu ke'echod me'evo reho. Bishchites hatreife, aye, so let the shchites aim help, loy mishteri, shreihu ke'echod me'evo reho. Now let us again elaborate a little what we started yesterday. We have to understand this is a very difficult gemara. Why is this a difficult gemara? Because Poshet, we learn pshat, that when a person shechts a treife, Why is he not permitted to eat the treife? Because the behem is a treife. That's why he shechted it. But you have a problem that the behem is a treife. You can't eat a treife. For example, I'll shecht a behem. I can't eat the chalef. So you have a problem. I shechted it. Why can't I eat the chalef? The shechita helps, but chalef you're not allowed to eat. Shechita is not matter the isa chalef. So shechita is not matter the isa treife. Therefore, if a person, it's matayr gather treifa, we learn out from a posik that it doesn't become a nevela, but it's not matar ba'achila treifa. That's how we learn poshib shak. So therefore, when we come to this gemara, we're faced with tremendous problems. Here I have that the aim was a treifa, and inside was a nuba. So I shechted the aim, and so Rashi says, but the shechita won't help for the yuba. Why won't the shechita help for the yuba? Of the shechita satreifa loy mystery. Why not? I made a maise shechita on the aim. She's a treifa. So forget, she's not muta. But the uba, which is not a treifa, so why doesn't he become muta b'shechita same? This is a very difficult gemara, and from this gemara, the achayinim build Moiradiki Yisaitis. Now, so this is a problem. So Rashi says a shtik teire. U b'shchitas imoi, b'shchitas ha-treifa loy mishteri, shreihu ke'echot mi'evorel. So now, in Shitas Rashi, there are two mahalchim how to learn Shav. There's one mahalach we mentioned yesterday from Abba Kevager. Abba Kevager says as follows. The Kevager says that Be'emesin, the Shchites Ha'aim helps for the Yuba. According to Rabbi, the Shchites Ha'aim helps for the Yuba. What is the longest? How does the Shchites Ha'aim help for the Yuba? Because we consider that the Yuba, that's the Chiddush of Ben Pekuit, that we consider that the Yuba is like a chalik of the Yain. So therefore, it's like echod me'evorel. So memele, so just like the shechita is matter kol evorel, it's matter d'ubaro. So that's the chiddush of a ben pekuah. Zokta Rabbi Kevager, so if you will consider that the uber is echod me'evorel, so if it's echod me'evorel, the uber is also has an iser treifa on it. Even though the metzius is not a treifa, but if it's echad meberel, it has an iser treife. So Zukta Bekevega Amaridika Chiddush, which Be'emison is difficult to understand. That means Bekevega says, if you want to use the shechita of the aim to be matter the uber, this only works if I consider the uber as echad meberel. Now if it's echad meberel, it has an iser treife on it. You can't split it. You can't split it, say, it's not a treife, because it's not a treife. It's a duber, it's not a treife. And it's geschachten. Rabbi Kevager says, no, you can't split it. If you consider it geschachten, so it's only geschachten, so you have to assume it's ke'echot me'evorel. If it's echot me'evorel, it has an iser treife on it, like all the other evorim. That's how Rabbi Kevager says pshat. Which perhaps we would say not like that. We would say, Mein Shmita Leitzal Sinai. It has a din of Echad Meverel Legabi the Heter Shchita. But Lamais is not a treife, so why should it have an Issa treife? Abba Kevager says not like that. And the stifler wants to say that's Pshat and Rashi. There's another Mahalach in Rashi, perhaps, which we can understand a little better. The Briske Rav brings down, he wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Briske Rav wants to say that he says as follows, that when one shechts a treife, when one shechts a treife, so even though the maise shechite, when one shechts a treife, even though the Maise Shchita is a good Maise Shchita, but the heter that Shchita brings about does not apply by a behemoth heifer. That means the heter does not apply by a behemoth heifer. Let me just say over the lashon of the briskelot. The nehei de treife is bei chesorin heter, aber mikom bakim enkan greyes beguf ha-shchite. Loimar she-shchitas treife eine meteres, rak, no, the shchite is a good shchite. The rak da ha-treife atzmo loichola bo din heter shchite la-achile. Aber la-shchite ba-atzmo al-koponim shchite ma-al-yos. He says like this. A shchita strife, later we'll see there's another malach in Teisvitz, but he's the Briskerov says, we'll see Rashi learns, be'emison, it's a good maisha shchita, but a treife does not become mutter lachila al yedei shchitosa. That's what the Teisvitz says. You shech the treife, you're not allowed to eat it. You shech the behemoth, you're allowed to eat it. So the Teisvitz was mechadush that the shchita is not mutter achila sa treife. That matter. So he says, if that's the pshat, I made a good ma'aseh shchita, but the Torah says, a shchita is not matter a treife. V'im kein ha'vlad she'enoi treife. So he says, he's asking over here now the kasha, but the vlad is not a treife. Shaper ha'va liyis loy niter b'shchita zot. But the heter shchita should apply to the vlad. The vlad is not a treife. Avotivin de chol chaloisa din maise shchita shechal boho uber hurak agav imoi al kein dinoi bachaloisa heter shchita keiver me imoi vachat ino lei im imoi bazeh. Asher al kein nehei de etzem ha'isa treifa lesa bevlat, mikol mokeim le'inyin chesorin din heta shchita sheyesh betreifa chadile le'im imoy. And he says that that's got marash. And let us just explain what he's saying. The Briskerov says that by a treifa, the halacha is that the shchita is not matter the treifa ba'achile. That's the Xeris HaKosim. Not, I'm making a good shchita, this a Zaitik HaKosim. No. The reason when you shecht a treif, you're not allowed to eat it, because the shchita is not matter the treif of Bachila. That's the halacha. Shchita is matter all behemoth Bachila. Shchita is not matter a treif of Bachila. That is the halacha. So, since the Uber, the whole reason that the Shchitas aim helps for the Uber is because it's Ke'ever Me'imoi, it's a Chelik of the aim. So just like the Shchita helps for the aim, it helps for the Uber. Chad Dino Lei Im Imoi, it has the same din of the aim. So he says, so since the Shchita cannot be matter the aim ba'achile, so therefore the shchita cannot be matter the uber ba'achile. Shenechshav ke'echot be'evoreh b'negeya l'chaloysa din hata shchita. And let us explain this. This is more understandable. That means like this. We are not saying that there's an iser treife on the uber. Because we mentioned, according to Rabbi Kiveg, it's very difficult to understand. There's an Issa Treife, though it's not a Treife. That is very difficult to understand. It's not a Treife. Why should there be an Issa Treife? The Briskerov says there's no Issa Treife. But the halacha is that Shchita is not Matar a Treife Bachila. That means all the time when you shecht a Baim, it becomes Mutar Bachila. You shecht a Treife, does not become Mutar Bachila. So there's no heter al yedei shchita. The whole reason why the shchita helps for the yuba, because since it's part of the aim, so the same heter shchita that the mother gets al yedei shchita, the uba gets also. Since a shchita of a treifa does not acquire a heter shchita, so the uba also doesn't acquire a heter from the shchita. That means, but not that it's a treifer, but since it's an uber, that says chelik me'evorel, so it does not acquire a heter achila from the shchita, just like the mother doesn't acquire a heter achila from the shchita. That he wants to say pshat and Rashi. The shchita di deilei ma'ani beidem itteshech the uber that zicha won't help because it's geshachten already. It's geshachten aidei shchita sahim. It doesn't become mutter through the shrit of the treifer. And just like the shrit is not matter the treifer, so this is one of the vorim of the treifer that also doesn't acquire a heter shrit through the meiser shrit. Betitzer, so that's what Rabami said. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Beheime, the Uber is considered geshochten. The Shchita Sa'im will not be matter the Bentes, because it's Echad Me'evorel that does not receive a Heter Achille from the Shchita. But you can't check the Bentes also because it's geshochten already. Rava Omar the Divrei Hamater Namimut. Rava disagrees with Rabbi, and Rava says, "No, Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can also, even though we consider that the shchita of the aim was poil on the bentes, you can check it again. Dalit Simonim." So let us see what Rashi says. Arbo simonim heteru the Rabbi Beirachmona mikol ba'beim teichelu. That what the Torah said, that the shchita's aim, her aim helps on the yubar, is not pshat that there's no other way to be matter the yubar. The Torah was marbe the shchita's her aim can help from the yubar. Mikol heteru the Rabbi Berachmoni mikol ba'vehimot echelu. Sheim rotzo, if he wants, oichloi b'shchitas imo, if he wants, the shchitas imo, he can eat it because of the shchitas aim. Avo, im tzorichu l'shchitas atzmoi, but if you cannot rely on the shchitas aim, to go in shlil shel treife, the way we just mentioned that a shchita of a treife the treife does not receive a heter achila through the shchita. So the uber of a treife will also not receive a heter achila from this shchita. So that means the shchita sa'im will not help from the uber. So shaychitoy, so he shechs the vlad. When it's born, he shechs the vlad. It doesn't mean it's too late already. It doesn't mean it's geshochten already. The Torah said there are two oifanim how an uber can become nitter. It can become nitter through the shchita sa'im, which is also true. Then you're shechting the aim. And the uber as echad me'evorel can become mutter through that shchita. If for any reason the shchita does not work for the uber, because here the shrit is a shrit of a treife, and a treife does not become mutter lechel al yedei shrit, so the uber as a chelak of the treife will not get a heter shrit to the shrit saying, so fine. But when the bentes is born, al shecht the bentes. Shechtoi, he can shecht the bentes, umutter. He has a choice, an option to become mutter from two of four simonim. Oy beveishet vekone shaloi, or through his veishet, you'll shech the yuba. Oy beveishet vekone shalim, or the mother's, the shchita vein. So here, if the aim is a treife, and the shchita is not matter, the treife, there's no heter achila from a shchita's treifa, so fine. So now I can go and shech the uber. It's not too late. Abami was machadish, it's too late. Abami said, if that ben pekuah is pshat, it's geshochten already, the shchitas made him as echad mivere, it's geshochten already, and it's too late. That's a shchita of a treif, and you can't shecht over again. It's finished, it's geshochten. Ravis said, no, it's not too late. You can use the shchitas of a aim, but in a case where you can use the shchita of the aim, like in our case, the aim is a treif, so you can now shecht the bentes. A person went and shechted a treif, and there was a ben tes chai in the treif. That's Rashi. A shechted a treif of the sefer the Rabbi and Nimsake. This is a shechted es a treif. Speaking about we shechted a treif, umotzabo ben tes chai to un shrite. So now you have to shecht the ben tes chai. The Rashi ton shchite latiroi bachile. You need shchite to be matered bachile. The b'shchites imoi treifoi einei nita. It will not become mutter through the shchites aim. Dim kein havaleike echod mi'evorev. It's like one of the evorim of the aim. And just like the aim doesn't become nitter al yedesh ha-shchite, so the uber also will not get a heter achila to the shchite. So ton shchite you have to shecht. V'chayev, and if you'll shecht the blood, the spentes, so chayev bezroye malchayayim v'keve. The zoyfche hazeva kerinim bay. It's called I shechted it now, and you shecht a behemoth, so chayev bezroye malchayayim v'keve. Be amazed. But what happened if this bentes chay, it was bought, and then it died, you did not shecht it. I mean, if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. If you shecht it, it's a chiv zroye l'chayayim v'keibet. But if it died and you didn't shecht it, toyer miletamei b'maso. It is not an avela. The shchites ha'aim helps, but it is not an avela. Now, omar lei rabbe. So Rabbi asked a kasha to Rav Chisda. He says, I don't understand you. Toun shchite, you say that it needs shchite, but it seems that shchite will help. The shchite's aim did not affect the bentes. It needs shchite. Kiman ki rameya. So you paskin like rameya, that a bentes chai, the shchitas ha'aim does not at all affect the uber, because it's a bentes chai, it's an entity b'fnei atzmai, so therefore you have to shecht it. It's not mutya, so keman kerameya. Ve'imeis toyer. Then you say in the same breath, that if the bentes chai after was born it died, it's not an avela. Toyer miletamei b'masa, because the shchitas ha'aim was metayret from tumas nevela. Kiman, kirabona. So now you're saying like the rabona. Does the shchitas aim help for the blood? Yes or no? Be consistent. If it helps for the blood, so how can you shecht it? So it's geshochten already. So you hold like Ramei, it doesn't help for the blood. Now if it doesn't help for the blood, so why if the blood died, it's not metame tumas nevela? Here you're telling me that the shchitas aim helps from the blood. This is the kasha that Rabbi asked Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda answered him, "V'letaimech, you're chappening with me. Fine, you're chappening with me. I'm not consistent. Here I said that shchita will help, and here I said that if there was no shchita, it's not an avela. V'letaimech, hodetoni Rav Chisda. There's a braisa, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the exact same thing what I said. Rav Chisda said, a shechet as a treife, a person shechted a treife. Umotza bo ben tes chai, ton shchite, it needs shchite. V'chayev bezroye v'chayayim v'keiva. When you shecht it, so it's chayev bezroye v'chayayim v'keiva. V'imeis, and if you did not shecht it and it died, toir melatame b'masa. So it's also the same kasha. Rav Chisda tane. Don't shchite keman kerameya. V'imeis, Tor melatami b'masa, ki rabbono. So what are you chaplaining with me? Rabbi Chiya, the Tana, said the exact same thing what I said. So what are you chaplaining with me? So Rabbi answered him, holy kasha. With the baraisa of Rabbi Chiya, I had no problems with the baraisa of Rabbi Chiya. That what Rabbi Chiya said, imeis Tor melatami, Rabbi Chiya paskins like Rabbi Meir. So therefore, the first halacha is Tor Shchita, because the Shchitas Ha'aim does not affect the Ben Teschai. So Memele, Tor Shchita, and then if you shechta Yechai Bezreva, V'chliyayim V'keiva. That, what it says, Imeis, it's Tor Melatame, means if it was dead, B'shas Shchita. In kvar motzoi meis koma, that means he holds completely like Rameya. But if, when he shechted it, the ben tes was a meis, so then Rameya is also moide that the shchitas or aim helps for the uber, so memele, so just like the shchita of the treifa will be metired from tumas nevele, so will also be metired the uber from tumas nevele. In Rabbi Chiya, I have no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Chiya, I understood Pshat and Rabbi Chiya, the imeis does not mean it died after it was born. He means it was dead b'shas shchita. That Pshat, im kvar motzo imeis koma. So memele, so I understand Rabbi Chiya beautifully. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rameya, and he says, if it's a ben tes chai, you'll need shchita. And the Shteitzer, the Shchita will help. If it was a mace b'shah Shchita same, so then it's toil. That's b'shah and Rameya. Abba Ella Lididach, I asked you the kasha. You didn't tell me that a mace means it was dead from before. You told me a fellow was born and it died later. It's also nitar al yedei Shchita same. Abba Lididach, kasha, according to you, is shver. This is mamish tiridik. Here you say the shchitas aim helps for the yuba, and here you say that you can shecht the ben tes chai. So this is, so you started off like Rameya, and you end according to the chachamim. So he answered him, amalei lididi nami loikashe. According to me, it's also not shver. Dalit simonim achshe beirachmon. He says, this yisod, we had heard before from Rove, I also hold the same thing. Dalet Simone Marche Berachmon. So Memele. So I can say that if the aim was a treife, so the Shchitas aim will not be matter the Bentes Lachila. So you have to shecht it. And you can shecht it. Because Dalet Simone Marche Berachmon. Le'idach yise, if you did not shecht it, so the shchitas aim will be metaya, the ben tes, according to the chachamim, because the shchitas of a treif al kaponim is metaya metumis nevela. Let us see Rashi. The imeis beloi shchita, toimeletame, the shchitas imoi metarosa. So Memele, so Rabbi asked him, you're contradictory. The Reisha, you say you need Shchita, Kerameya. So you're saying like Rameya. Kesalta daitoch le Rabbono le Mahani le Shchita didei. According to the Rabbonon, you can't say that the Shchita will help. Klal, it won't help at all. Do shochot voimetu. It's geshochten already. So Memele Sokochio like Rameya, and then you say that if it died, it's not Tomei Tumas Nevela. Why? Because the Shchita same helped. So he answered him that, so he asked him, what are you asking on me? Ask on Rabbi Chiya. So he says, Rabbi Chiya, I understood different Pshat and Rabbi Chiya. Pshat and Rabbi Chiya is Kvar Motzei Meis B'Meyim Oikoma. There it's speaking about that it was dead B'Shah Shchita. V'Kula Rameya Omre. The Maida Ramei Beben Tes Meis, the Shchitas Imoi Matirosei. V'zeh she'imoi treife, so if the aim was a treife, he mitarosoi miyomidei nevel, if it was a mace,
So then the Shechita Sa'im will be Metar Midei Nevela, Ke'echad Me'varer. Elo L'didoch, Tloy Mahadras Likvar Motzoi Kamina. You didn't answer me that Mace means, that Mace means that it was dead B'Shah Shechita. You mean to say that it died later. It died later, and still the Shechita Sa'im helps. So Memelas, according to you, Mamanam Shech, so here you hold like the Chachamim, here you hold like Rameya. So Rav Chisda answered him, Dalet Simonim, no, Bekula Karabon, I hold like the Rabona. That what, that the Shechita Sa'im helps, and here, since the Shechita Sa'im can't be Mata Bachila, the Shechita her blood will be Matrit Bachila, Umoy the Rabonim, the Bole Shechita, Shechit, Umoy Eloi. V'loy amrin in shochot v'oymet. You don't say it's geshochten already. The Shechita Sa'im helps, but there's an alternative. It has its own two simonim. So for some reason, the Shechita Sa'im will not be matter. You have the second alternative to shecht the blood. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kisolik Rab Zeire, when Rab Zeire went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei Rabbi Asi the Yosef Vekomalei, Behova Ashkechei Rab Asi the Yosef Vekomalei Lohoshmait. Now, Rab Zeire came up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, Rab Asi met him. Now, Rab Asi heard this shtik teure from Rab Zeire. That means Rab Zeire said a shtik teure, this shtik teure that Rab Chisda said, that if the aim was a treife, if you want by a ben test, if the aim was a treife, you can shecht the vlad, nobi muta bachile. If you don't shecht the vlad, it will still, and the vlad will die. It's teure from Tumis Nevela. He said over this whole shtick teure with the slumbis, dalet simonim, that dalet simonim achshebei rachmane. So Rab Zeire, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Rab Asi met him, and Rab Zeire was saying over this shtick teure. This was bubble the keteure. He told him over from bubble. Told him over the shtick teure. Omar lei, so Rav Asi told him, Rav Asi was an Eretz Yisrael dicker. Omar lei, yiyasha, you know, you say very good. It's good. The zok's good. Dalet simonim ach shebei rachmone. You know what? V'chein Omar, Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan also said the same thing. That means Rav Yechanan was an Eretz Yisrael. So he told him, you know, this shtick teure which you brought from Babel, this is very good. Rav Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael said the same shtick teire, that dalet simonim achsher bei rachmon. So now Rav Zeire asked Rav Asi, now you said Rav Yochanan says like this, michlal the polik alei Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So what do you mean to say? Rav Yochanan holds like this, but Rish Lakish does not hold like this. Is that what you're telling me? Ike da Amri, so others say, that Rav Asi answered him, I don't know what to tell you about Rish Lakish. I don't know what Rish Lakish holds. Misha avi shoyle, vishosikle. When Rabbi Yochanan said over this diktare, Rish Lakish was there, and he was waiting to see what Rabbi Yochanan is going to end up with. He was quiet. So I don't know if Bishatoi, he agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see in Rashi, the minig of Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish was, when Rabbi Yochanan said a shtik teure, he did not disagree with him right away. He waited, let Rabbi Yochanan say the shtik teure, maybe Rabbi Yochanan will be choizer. He waited a little bit. So Rav Asi said, I was in the base medrash, I heard Rabbi Yochanan said the shtik teure, that Dalet Sibonim Achshebei Rachmon. I heard this Tikshtere from Rabbi Yechanan. What Rish Lakish holds? I have the faintest idea. Rish Lakish was there, Rish Lakish was quiet. Rish Lakish was waiting. So I don't know if Lemaisa what happens. I can't tell you what Rish Lakish holds. That's one mahalach that Rav Asi told Rav Zeir. I don't know what Rish Lakish holds. He was waiting, and he didn't say anything. When Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, Rish Lakish was drinking some water. I had to leave right away, so I don't know. So Rish Lakish didn't say anything. He was drinking water then. So I don't know if he agreed with Rabbi Yochanan, if he didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. So I can't tell you what Rish Lakish holds. But I can tell you Rabbi Yochanan said this tiktoire, Dalet Simonim Achshe Beirachmon. Let us see Rashi. Ashkechei Rab Asi L'Rab Zeire. Rab Asi met Rab Zeire. That's why we see on the Gemara, the Rashi was Moichik the Lamed. Like this would be the Rab Zeire met Rab Asi. No, Ashkechei Zork Rab Zeire, Ashkechei Rab Asi. Rab Asi met Rab Zeire. And Rab Zeire said over the Shtik Teire, that Talet Simonim Achshe Beirachmonim. So Rab Asi told him, Ye Yasher, you sang Shapi Comrade, you sang very good. The Dalet Simonim Sherim Boy, you can be Matar, a Ben Tess, with the Shrita Sa'im, you can be Matar, a Ben Tess, Bishrita Satmai. V'chein Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said the same Shtik Teire. So now Rabbi Zeire asked Rabbi Asi, he told me Rabbi Yochanan says, Michlal de Poligale Rish Lakish, boy minei, Shamato Shenech Lekolov, did you hear that Rish Lakish is Choylik a Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara answers, Misha Havi Shoylai. So Rashi says like this, he was waiting. Min hagi shal Rish Lakish, kshayma Rabbi Yochanan shmua sheine moidoloi. When Rabbi Yochanan said something that Rish Lakish disagreed with, shah Rish Lakish shah ishtayim kaidim sheyach lekolov. He waited an hour, 2 hours before he was chaylik on him. Uloi yachzaboy. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan will be chayzer. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he's saying rayas and echoches. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan, before he disagrees with them, he wanted to see maybe Rabbi Yochanan himself will eventually come to the conclusion that this is wrong. So Mamela Rish Lakish did not right away disagree with him. B'soichkach. Now in the meantime, Rish Lakish had not said anything. Yotza Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi left. B'loi shome im nech lekolov, he was unaware if Rish Lakish was chaylik. That's one ikad amri. Another ikad amri, mishta avi shosi, shoyse mayim hoyo kshaoma Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said this aloche, Rish Lakish was drinking water, B'toichkach yotza Rabasi, and Rabasi left before Rish Lakish had a chance to say anything. Smamele, he could not tell him what Rish Lakish holds. Now let us see Taisvis, and we will see from Taisvis that Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. Taisvis learned a different mahalach. Zok Taisvis. L'divrei ha-mater oiser. So we heard here in the Gemara that Rabami said a person shechted a treife. And so the shayla is, Rabami doesn't hold from Dalet Simonim. So now the shayla is, what is the din with the uba? So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, who holds that the Shechitas Ha'eim helps for a Bentes, so here it will be Yosa. Here it will be Yosa. Vahodis man. So Tosfos asks, we learned, and the Mishnah says, Kolo, what happens if you did not shecht the mother? You tore open the mother. Toin shchit. So then you can shecht the vlad. So Tosfos says, so even, so that's a double muskim. You can shecht the vlad also. So why did Rabbi Ami say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't shecht the vlad? Why can you shecht the vlad? So Tosfos says, Osi afilu ledivrei hamata. The hoche davke davke in this case, ledivrei hamata osa. According to the matter, this is osa. The mahani shchitas treife leinyan tume behavi kechetz yoi shochut. Now Tosfos says here a new mahalach in Gansel. Tosfos says, and Tosfos learned pshat, we had mentioned before, we have a problem how to understand why the shechita of a treife does not help for the yuba. We had two mahalachim. In Tosfos, there is a third mahalach. And the third mahalach, it would seem, in Briskerov and in the Stipler, that Tosfos understood the shechita of a treife, there's a chesoron in the maise shechita. That means the shechita, the betreifer, this is the lotion of the stipler, the betreifer have a giroin ve'iker shchitosoi, shelegabe heter achile have ki ilu loy nishchito, shashchita einay metziyosoi midei iser nevele. A meyredik ezach. Tosfos understood pshat, that when you shecht a treife, you're not allowed to eat it. The Torah was megale that a shechita of a treife, the shechita, it's a meiridike dimyon of the Rambam. The Rambam compares, let us just say the halacha. The halacha is, you shecht a treife, you're not allowed to eat it. You shecht a treife, it's not tamei tumas nevela. That's the din. That is the din by a treife. The Rambam compares a shechitas treife to a goy that shechts. Heltamaisa. A goy that shechts, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Rambam says, mina teure, it's not a, not tomato misnevel. That's what the Rambam says. So how did the Rambam understand? So let's talk about a goy, and from a goy we'll understand the shechita. And the Rambam compares this to a shechita streifa. Let's talk about a goy. If we know a shechita of a goy is not matra b'achila, so it's a chesaron in the ma'aser shechita. You need a shechita of a bar zviche to be matra b'achila. This shechita is not a shechita, so it's a shechita garua. It's not matra b'achila. But it's a shechita that's metar mitumas nevela. So we see there are different types of shechita. There's a shechita that's matar b'achila, that's a grade A shechita, that's matar b'achila, and then there's a shechita that's not matar b'achila. But al kaponim, but it won't be a nevela. It won't be a nevela. So a merdik is that. The Rambam says that a goy will shechta beheime, it is not mutar ba'achile, it's a shechita geruwa, but it's not a nevela. It's toil. Min ha-toil, it's toil. The Rambam says, where do I see to split the hair? That it's a shechita, it's not a shechita that's mutar ba'achile, but it's a shechita that's metar metumas nevela. So the Rambam says, just like a shechita streif. So from the Rambam we see that a shechita streife is pshat, it's a shechita geruah. There's a chesaron in the ma'aser shechita. It is not matar ba'achila. It is not ma this Ashrita Vatraim is not Matrit Bahila, but it's Matairit Mitumis Nevela. So Taisvis says, over here, so Mimelim the Dapkala Divrei Amatos, the Mahani Shrita, now let's see the words of Taisvis. The Mahani Shrita Strifalinyan Tumit. Lemaise, the shchita of the treife will help legabi tume. So it is a maise shchita. Vahavi. So now the uber is kechetzoy shachut. It's half geschachten. That means the shchita of a treife is a shchita geruah. It's not mata bachila. It's a shchita geruah. So it can't help for the uber because it's a shchita geruah. But it'll be metayer the Yuba if the Uber will die. So now I can't shech the Yuba anymore because it's half geshochten. Ahavi kechetz yeshochet v'sule mahani beishchite. That's what Rabbah Meir. Avol hosam, but if you kereye the aim, lo nishchet imay klal. There the aim was bechlal not geshochten. So now you can go and shech the ben pes. V'chein hodam rina lael, gabi boi dohishit yodai limei behemet. We had a shayla before that a person stuck his hand limei behemet v'shochet bo ben tes chai. So there it could be the shchita will help. Mau. Oidu ma'afilu rabonon da'al simonim achshe bei rachmoni. Loidomi lohodas rina nocha l'rabonon. B'shem dohocha kechetz yoi shochet k'defrishis. Here, since he shechted the aim, so lemaise, so the shchita, a shchita streife is a shchita garua, that is not mater ba'achile, but it's metaya. So memele, so the uber is half geshochten, so you can't shecht it anymore. Masha Einkeng, the Gemara before had a Shaila, if a person will shech the Uber inside the Yain, so then could be the Shechita will help. Now Taisus says further, so Rab Ami could be made to the Gemara before that the Shechita of the Uber could help. Now Taisus says Faker, Vafilu Lerove the Omar Hoche Dalet Simonim Achshebe Rachmone. Here Rav said that even though you shech the dame, you can shech the mother. The Gemara before had a shayla, that could be you cannot shech the uber b'mei imoy, the dumishani hosam lo yotza labi roilam b'osa. There the Gemara held that kol's man, the uber is b'mei imoy. We mentioned the Rashba doesn't have some on him inside the aim. The shechita same as matter. Could be it doesn't have some on it. But also, afilu l'Rav Meir. So Taisvis is saying, so there I could hold Dalit Simonim Achshe Beirachmone, and here I won't say Dalit Simonim Achshe Beirachmone. And Faket, here I could say Dalit Simonim Achshe Beirachmone, and there I won't say. Because they're two distinct cases. Here we're speaking about the Shech the Bentes. After it's born, they were speaking about the Shech the Ben Tespi Me'imot. Lochinami. Now Tais is going to say, we had a Gemara before, Bein Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Reish Lakish, we had a Machloikis, the Chalev of an Uber, of a Ben Tes, does not have a Shem Chalev. It has to be called a Chalev Behemet. It has to be called a Chalev Behemet. Is it called a behemah if it has chadoshim? So Taisvus says, "Vachanami bein l'Rabbi Yochanan bein l'Reish Lakish the pligi betolash chaylev mi ben teschai." A person tore off the chaylev ben teschai mituk mahi boilel. The Gemara before and daf ayin dalud amadal of the class if you can shecht anuba. This can stim say with Rabbi Yochanan say with Reish Lakish. Tafil Rabbi Yochanan da omach hadoshim garmi. I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan that said that an uber that's a ben tes is called a behemet and the chaylev that you took out of it is yechayv kores haynu lechaylev shenitlash v'yotze lavir loylo means you took out the chaylev lavir loylo Deinis a chaylev chal at she yibolei, the maram says means that you take out the chaylev. So there, it's a chaylev from a bentes that was taken out loylam, k'much begid anosh. So it bear tam shchit. But over here, you shechted it bimei imoi, could be the shchita doesn't help. Afilul reish lokish, the oma chadoshim vavire garmi, reish lokish said that the chaylev of a bentes is not called a chaylev, efshet the bimei imoi mahani beshchita keichet mani leishchitas imoi. The memela toisvis is being miyashiv the different gemoris, and one more toisvis, v'letameich hodetoni rabchiyya. So toisvis asks teime, given the shemir lei bereise, leime bereise. Amoyer de kemaise. Rab Chisda said over a memre, he said, the yeshechted, the sheikhet, the satrefe, mosa beben peschai, tun eshrit in yechai, vizreel chayam vekeive, and then, if it died, so the shrit is same as matter. So memele, rabbi es takashe, it's nish gesteigen, it's evil, it's a reish is like kameh, the same is like rabona. So he said, what he's asking on me, Rabchi and the Baraisa said the same thing. So Amar de Kemaisa. So he told him, no, Rabchi means something else. Al Koponim, Rabchi knew the Baraisa. So it's Amar de Maisa, but he's saying over Aloche in his own name. He knows the Baraisa. So why didn't he say over Bishem the Baraisa? That place was Kasha, payment. Even the Shemir, like Baraisa, he knew of the Baraisa, Rabchi. And therefore, when Rabbi asked Akashi, so when he asking me, ask on the Baraisa. So when he says over the Locha, why does he ignore the Baraisa? He should say over the Baraisa.